starting off the second hour of lunch break here on West Kent Radio. And as promised, Anne Goldstein has turned up. We're going to talk about Rusthall Community Cinema. Good afternoon, Anne.
Good afternoon, John. Lovely to be here.
Right, 10 years of the cinema. Tell us how it all started.
Well, I think our first film, it was screened as part of the 2016 Rusthall Arts Festival. And it was called Joy, and it was, the film was chosen just for that name because everyone was so excited about this new initiative. So the idea of bringing a community cinema to Rusthall, that came from Ronnie Williams and our very modest organiser, Eugene Gardner. And, we started quite small. You know, the audience brought their own chairs, brought their own cushions for the plastic chairs. They didn't bring their own chairs. We borrowed the equipment from other local community cinemas and, we sort of balanced the projector on a pile of tables. It was kind of low tech at that point. And now, thanks to grants, our own fundraising, we've got lovely, comfortable chairs and we've got laser projector, high quality screens. So we're improving things all the time for our wonderful audience.
So over the last 10 years, what have been the most outstanding moments for you?
Oh my goodness, we have done so many things because we like to make the community cinema immersive. One thing that I particularly remember, we did have in 2019, we had a local arts competition where members of the community painted their own pictures and so on, and that was to accompany the film Loving Vincent, which was about Van Gogh. And that was remarkable how many people came on board for that. We also had, we're very bold, like in 2022, we had this international film festival. So we encouraged people from all over the world to send in their short films for us to watch and judge. And we had 250 short films from 43 different countries. So you can imagine it's quite a lot for us to plough through. And let's say they were of varying quality. but we've still kept in touch with some of the filmmakers. And there was a young filmmaker from Virginia, United States, Julian Lee. He was only 18 and he did this fabulous film. It was a rap, actually, called Not Quite Quarantine. And it was about his sort of lockdown experience. And he's kept in touch with us. And he's promised to come to Rusthall and visit us one day, which is lovely. So we've kept in touch with people that we've met all along the way. And we've made connections with other community cinemas. We even had a connection with Westside Cinema, which was in Orkney Islands, when we showed a film which was based there. So we're always reaching out, we're always developing, and most importantly, we're volunteer led. We've got a lovely group of volunteers. I think at the moment there's about 38 or so of us, and the volunteers, whatever you want to do, there's a place for you at the community cinema as a volunteer, whether you want to move the chairs around, set up equipment, bake cakes. Well, we love our cakes, mixing the cocktails. I introduce the films often because I like doing that. I like a humorous introduction. And I also curate the short films as well. And there are loads of tasks that people do. And because this is a volunteer-led community cinema where the community itself chooses the films that they want to watch.
I was going to come on to that.
Yeah.
How do you choose a film? So do you have a ballot or something like that?
Yeah, we do. I mean, throughout our season, we ask people to suggest films. And then we have a couple of votes on that, and we get a shortlist. And we're usually really pleased at the variety that we have. So we have a mixture of films that have been in the cinema, maybe films that people just didn't get to see, but really, really want to see. Or we have some golden oldies. I'm just looking at the list for our next season, and we have Breakfast at Tiffany's again. Actually, we've shown that before, but the audience wanted it back. So we have a lovely selection. We've also got coming up, well, we've got The Coral, which we expected people wanted to see, but we've also got Ocean with David Attenborough as well. So we've got a great list of films for our new season.
Very, very eclectic. Well, we'll come back about future events and how people can volunteer. With me is Anna Goldstein from Rustall Community Cinema, who are celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. So what exciting things have you got planned?
Right. Well, for our 10th anniversary, we've got some special events because on Saturday, 23rd of May, we've got a pop-up afternoon tea at Sunnyside Hall, which is our base. We're really looking forward to that. And the same evening, we're showing a film called A Bunch of Amateurs. That's not our name. That was a film about Bradford movie makers. You might have seen it. And it's a very moving documentary, and very charming. So we'll be watching that. Then the following weekend, on Saturday 30th of May, we're celebrating with a big film quiz night at Sunnyside Hall. And we'll also be having an exhibition of the last pictures from the last 10 years of all the things we've got up to in the last 10 years. But we're particularly excited about our film quiz night. So we're asking people to get into teams of five and contact us. Our film quiz night is completely free, and our afternoon tea is £15, which is quite a good deal for something which I feel is better than the Savoy.
Oh. Now there's a little challenge, yes. So I'm looking at your website now, which is rustallcinema.club.
Yep.
And this weekend, you've got Jane Austen Wrecked My Life.
Absolutely, yeah. This is a lovely film. I have seen it. It's part in French, part in English. Of course, it's got subtitles for the French bit. And it's romantic and poignant and just a lovely film. And I'll be introducing that. And I'll probably be wearing something French style for that because I like to dress up for the films in theme.
And then following that, yeah, you mentioned A Bunch of Amateurs, and I was looking, you've got National Theatre Live.
Yeah, that's right. That's been a fairly new initiative for us, linking with the National Theatre. So we're showing plays that people might have missed or can't afford to, you know, go to the National Theatre to see. So we're really delighted to be part of that. We usually show those on a Sunday afternoon, and it really enhances our cinema to have that choice. So we have both films, and we also have plays as well, which have proved to be popular. So we're always trying to extend what we do for our wonderful audience.
Yes, I see you have a section there for suggestions, if people have got suggestions, things they want to see.
Yes, all the time. You know, we are reaching out to the community all the time. We're always asking, how can we improve what we do?
Now, volunteering. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
What volunteers are you looking for?
Well, it's hard to specify because there are so many jobs that that we can do. You know, there are people greeting everyone as soon as they come in, which is very different, I think, from a mainstream cinema. We always would be very interested if anyone is interested in actual the equipment and showing the films. We like having people bake cakes, sell tickets, help mix the cocktails and mocktails, make tea. You know, there's a whole range of tasks which go on behind the scene, which help make Rustall Community Cinema such a welcoming and inclusive place. So, yeah, we'd love to have you on board, whatever your talent is. You're very welcome.
That sounds good. So if you go to the website, rustallcinema.club,
that's it.
All the information is on there. Now, you've got an advantage over us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have subtitles here on the radio station.
Yeah, that's,
no, that, work, that, we could work on it.
Yeah, we could, couldn't we? Subtitles. A lot of our audience have said that they really appreciate subtitles, and in fact, it's not just older people. I think a younger generation as well are used to using subtitles when they're on their computer games and so on. So, again, that's been a fairly new initiative for us, which is generally well received.
Good. Right, we're going away for travel, and then we'll be back just to wrap up.
Okay.
That. Thank you, Anne. With me is Anne Goldstein from Rustall Community Cinema, celebrating its 10th anniversary this year, and it's grown from very small beginnings. And I was just looking again at your website, that you're very accessible for people.
Yeah, that's true. People like the fact that they can walk to us quite easily. That's one thing. But also our subtitles make it very accessible. We allow well-behaved dogs too. but yeah, we're a very inclusive and welcoming community cinema.
So wheelchair access.
Yes.
And also that if people got hearing difficulties, hearing aid.
That's right. We have a loop as well for that. So we aim to be as inclusive as we possibly can.
And trained first aiders.
Oh, yes. Oh, are you volunteering?
I'm not trained. All the details are on rustallcinema.club, all about volunteering, all about contact details, and all the scheduled performances are coming up. Have you got anything else to add?
Well, you know, everyone is guaranteed a warm welcome, and once you've been once, you'll think, why haven't I been before? This is a unique and very, very amazing experience. So if you do want to come this Saturday, this coming Saturday, this is the 272nd film that we've shown, and it's Jane Austen Wrecked My Life. So have a look on our website, and you can book tickets from there, and you pay what you can afford. That's another way where we're truly inclusive.
Right. So if a family is hard up in these times, you're not looking at expensive cinema seats, right? You can make a donation.
Absolutely. You know, that's what we're all about. We want everyone to share in the joy.
And there are mocktails, cocktails and cakes.
Yes. A big thank you to Karen Gardner, who's one of our wonderful volunteers. And her baking is amazing. And... We love her cake. So as the film coming up this Saturday is a French film, I'm expecting something with a French theme.
So we're going to have you dressed as something French to begin with. and a French theme on the cakes. This is, sounds very, very attractive, doesn't it?
Yes. What's not to like? Exactly. What's not to like, Johnny?
Well, thank you very much, Anne.
Thank you.
We're going up to the